The Philadelphia School District took a big gamble last summer in an attempt to boost the number of substitute teachers willing to come to its schools. It decided to outsource the service to a private firm. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, through the first 4 months of classes, that decision has caused an uproar at schools across the city.
Math and science teacher Kristen Combs has spent months wrestling with herself about taking any time away from work.
I'm like having such intense guilt about ever being out of school that like I have this doctor's appointment that I've been supposed to be having for months that I've been putting off and putting off and putting off.
Combs finally decided to make the appointment recently, scheduled for the day after we talked.
And like I feel horrible about it and I feel like I'm completely letting my kids down and that's insane. It's insane that I feel that much guilt about going to a doctor's appointment that I need to go to.
Combs's guilt is rooted in the fact that she knows it's extremely unlikely that a substitute will come to cover for her. All year, only six subs total have come to Penn Treaty, which is a grades 6 through 12 neighborhood school in Fishtown. That's meant that pretty much every day, the remaining teachers have to use their prep periods to stand in for vacancies.
And so that means that we're basically all covering all the time.
Last school year, on average, for every 100 teachers who called out, the district could only find 64 to fill in. It was that far from stellar number that pushed district leaders to ink a $34 million cost-neutral two-year deal with the Cherry Hill-based firm Source for Teachers. The private firm promised a 75% fill rate by day one and 90% by the new year. But through the first few weeks of school, the fill rate hovered in the teens. Recently, it's peaked in the high 30s, but even that figure masks the paltry fill rates at many individual city schools deemed unattractive by would-be subs.
They didn't look at a provider that was working in comparable districts. They looked at a provider that was working in small suburban districts, and providing substitutes to small suburban districts is just not the same.
Compounding the problem is that it's proved just as difficult for Source for Teachers to fill long-term vacancies. At Penn Treaty, there's been as many as four unfilled long-term positions at the same time. Add a daily absence or two on top of that, and real questions are raised about the school's ability to teach the curricula. Yomari Kiefer is a special education teacher who's been forced to also take on teaching junior and senior level English courses because of ongoing long-term vacancies.
I'm in an area that I'm not certified in teaching, creating lessons so the kids are getting something. So it's been very hectic.
Each day after work, Kiefer struggles to keep up with her special education caseload while trying to teach herself the content of the next day's English lessons. No small feat for a mom of two children under the age of two.
It's hard, and I know it's impacted them because I'm not there as much. And when I am there, I'm physically there, but I'm not really there with them.
As we talked, Kiefer looked exhausted, with tears often welling in her eyes. She said students have commented on how worn down she looks, and she pined a little for her previous job in sales.
It's never ending, the amount of time that it consumes in my life. And I just want a job sometimes that I could just leave at the job and just go home and be me. So there are days when I'm like, do I really want to be here anymore? Is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? But obviously, I do because I come back.
District officials have expressed displeasure with Source for Teachers' performance, but Superintendent William Height says it would be a step backward to cancel the contract and revert back to the old method, which employed subs at higher pay with union protections. Height did say, though, that the district would take back responsibility for long-term subs. He also pointed out that it's the private firm, not the district, which is on the hook to pay teachers extra to cover vacancies during their prep periods. At a November School Reform Commission meeting, Source for Teachers CEO Kenley Davenport said he's confident in the firm's long-term success.
I want to publicly acknowledge that Source for Teachers has underperformed. We have got to do better, and we will do better.
But meanwhile, teachers like Kiefer say they worry most about the toll that the privatization bid has taken on students.
I was talking to them and I said, you know, you guys need to really apply yourself a little bit more. And they say, why? Nobody else cares. So why should we care? And that really stuck with me. And they're right. They see it as nobody wants to be here for them.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCord.